The FDNY says they expect the plan to raise about $1 million as they respond to accidents across the city. They responded to 14,000 last year, but this is going to be a tough sell. We spoke with a lot of New Yorkers tonight who seem dead set against the idea. The last thing some motorists wanted to hear about was another bill.
They're hitting us really hard in our pockets. We're as struggling as it is, as you know.
But if you're involved in an accident, if the FDNY gets its way, you could get charged when the city's bravest come to the rescue. It's all about saving money as city agencies try to close huge budget gaps. The FDNY is proposing what amounts to a menu of different potential charges. $490 for a crash or car fire when someone is hurt. $415 for a car fire without injuries. $365 for a crash without injuries. A spokesman says, quote, right now, if you're at fault at an accident or a vehicle fire, you get a free ride, and that should not be borne by the taxpayers.
What do you think when you hear that?
That's not fair, no?
You don't think it's fair?
No, it's not fair.
Some motorists want to put the brakes on the idea before it catches on.
I don't see the purpose.
Tonight, a city official tells us we're going to search for other ways to shift costs away from overburdened taxpayers and toward accountable parties. And just to be clear, those who are at fault will have to pay up, but the FDNY expecting that a lot of people will pass the bills along to their insurance companies, but the insurance companies, at least some of them, are already saying that we won't cover it. Expect this debate to intensify leading up to a public hearing sometime early next year. We're live in Chinatown. Jeff Pagaz, Channel 7 Eyewitness News.